Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Yes, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about the brain tonight. Yes, we are. We're going to be talking about some plant compounds that really help with cognitive function. So it's good for, you know, as you get older, even if you're not. So if you want to help your brain cope with stress better, we're going to help you out with that. Also, brain topic on the agenda tonight, as well as maybe some inflammatory bowel issues, because, you know, we're in digestive issues because we're coming up to a major holiday this week, and, you know, people are going to overeat. So we're going to make sure you have a list of herbs that'll help smooth out that whole experience, and you'll get through the holidays without any fuss. That's right, without any fuss. Well, we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, I want to say a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, as always, and all of America, asking for God's hand not to be lifted from America. We still need his guidance and help every day, all the time. You know, a friend of mine emailed me this thing about the founder of the Salvation Army. His name was William Booth. William Booth. And he said this. This was just really profound. He says, "The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell." You know, just, you know, run that through the noodle a little bit there, right? Very profound. Well, I did bring the devotional. Yay. So today's snippet is from Psalms 46, and it goes like this. Since we're coming up to Thanksgiving, it's very apropos. "A thankful attitude opens windows of heaven. Spiritual blessings fall freely unto you through those openings into eternity. Moreover, as you look up with a grateful heart, you get glimpses of glory through those windows. And you cannot yet live in heaven, but you can experience foretastes of the ultimate home. Such samples of heavenly fare revive your hope. Thankfulness opens you up to those experiences, which then provide further reasons to be grateful. Thus, your path becomes an upward spiral, ever increasing in gladness. Thankfulness is not some sort of magic formula. It's the language of love and respect, which enables you to communicate intimately with me. A thankful mindset does not entail a denial of reality with its list of problems. Instead, it rejoices in me, your Savior, your Lord, and your guiding light. In the midst of trials and tribulations, I am your refuge. I am your strength, an ever-present and well-proved help in trouble." Amen to that. The Lord says, you know, prove me now if I will not, right? So seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker OC, aspartame, getting a new name. Getting a facelift, if you will, but it's the same old stuff. Yep, new name is called Amino Sweet, A-M-I-N-O, Sweet. So this is kind of a toxic artificial sweetener if you haven't done your homework on it, but it's getting an identity overhaul. A manufacturer is, just kind of rolling out a whole new campaign so people keep buying it. So it's a sweetening agent, but you really need to look into some of the harmful things associated with it, such as seizures, organ damage, among other things. Now, researchers from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology discovered aspartame can generate major neurochemical changes in the brain. Since we're on the brain topic tonight, this is important. So it's an exotoxin, aspartame, that's what it is, and it can damage your brain, according to MIT. It can damage the central nervous system when people who consume it, especially children. So they're still developing, so FYI. All right, moving along in the quack report. Oh, going to Britain, Great Britain. They have that socialized health care there. You know, they're way ahead of us on how long they've been dealing with it, but they are going down the tubes. You remember we had the doctors go on strike because they cut their pay from $150,000 to $40,000? Not going to happen. A lot of those doctors just left the UK to go practice somewhere else. So that leaves a glut of the older physicians are retiring, and then the newer ones aren't there anymore because they want to be paid, you know. So Great Britain's socialized system has a lot of problems. So apparently those that are overseeing the system, they're going to take nurses. They're calling them nursing associates. And so when they don't have licensed qualified physicians, they're going to use the nurse practitioners to administer pharmaceutical products, write prescriptions, and hand out the drugs without doctors. Yeah.
So leaked documents from the UK's National Health Services reveal that they are quietly processing this training of over 2,000 nurse associates to carry out these new duties that include handing out medicine, administering them without a doctor present, without a doctor's prescription. So there's apparently a shortage of qualified doctors in the UK, lack of necessity, no funds to pay doctors what they need. And so now it's, it's just like we've been saying, you know, it's just going to, if it's going down this road, if they're not going to, you know, do something about it and fix it, you're going to have doctor kiosk in the end. It's a computer. There'll be nothing with a pulse to talk to. Terrible. I mean, they already got, you know, robots in the OR, which you can't sanitize, by the way. They just found out they can't get them clean. Okay, last but not least in the crack report, FDA approves anxiety drug for dogs. Yep. The vets are now white coats for pets, right? So the FDA has approved a drug specifically aimed at treating dogs that have anxiety due to noise. They call it noise aversion. And it's being marketed to dog owners whose pets may be frightened by, you know, loud noises like sirens or thunder, the doorbell, whatever. And so let's just medicate them. That's the attitude. So research shows half of dog owners are reporting that their dogs are afraid of some type of noise, but reacting to loud noises is kind of a natural instinct for dogs, isn't it? You know, they get on alert. They may shake and quiver a little bit, but at least they're awake. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to medicate your pet and a burglar breaks in, your dog's just like, whatever. Yeah, a little Paxil for your dog. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not funny. It's not. It's just crazy. It's insanity. So they're going to sedate the dogs. That's their idea of helping them. And what this is important because the drug is called Silo. Isn't that cute? And it works by blocking norepinephrine, a chemical in the dog's brain, similar to adrenaline, you know, fight or flight. Your dog's not going to have any inclination to defend anybody, including himself. So what it is, it's a pre-filled needleless plastic syringe, and you're supposed to put it in on your dog's gum and then squeeze it, and it goes on the gum, and it absorbs into the gum tissue. And in about 30 minutes to an hour, your dog is no longer a guard dog. Let's put it that way. And the thing is it can last 3 hours, takes 30 minutes to take effect, lasts 3 hours. But I mean, what if pet owners, you know, overdo the dosing, you know, cardiovascular, kidney, liver, and respiratory diseases, according to the drug manufacturer, could develop. Oron is the drug manufacturer of Silo. So, you know, they're letting you know, hey, this drug will chill your dog out, but you may need, a dialysis for your dog down the road. Just FYI. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, that's a good question, Frank. Frank's like, what if the dog owners decide to take the dose themselves, right? Yeah. Life's crazy. Well, you know, I have found a little valerian root, you know, because you want to do a dose by weight for pets. And is an easy way to calculate that. But a little valerian root will calm the dog, but not sedate the dog, you know? The dog is still cares about loud noises, but he's not all messed up by it, you know. So you might want to check that out. Just want to check that out. All right, let's see. We're going to move along to the first topic. We're going to talk about brain energy from plant compounds. That's what we're going to do. So when we think of foods that give us energy, sometimes we don't think about, you know, hey, does this food give our brain energy? we may think, you know, instead, oh, I need some caffeine to wake up, or I need some sugar to keep me going. You know, I need to stay alert, you know, and awake. But we really don't think about eating foods that deliberately feed our brain what it needs so it can be sharp and alert. So we're going to take a look at these wonderful compounds and foods that gives the brain what it needs. So our brain is kind of a hungry organ, if you will, and the brain cells need twice the amount of energy our other cells require. So a neuroendocrinologist, Richard Wortman, he's at MIT, he had reported on some research that showed that foods that we eat manipulate our brain activity. So foods, he says, influence the neurotransmitters, which chemically pass information from cell to cell. So your neurotransmitters are manufactured by nerve cells using nutrition from the foods you eat. So, for instance, when you drink milk that contains tryptophan, an amino acid, it's made from a protein, the body will take that and it makes it into serotonin, which has a calming effect on the brain. And when you drink coffee, the body uses the trypsin, and another amino acid, to make dopamine and norepinephrine, which makes the brain more alert and energetic. So the word trypsin is from the Greek meaning cheese, and it was first discovered in 1846 by German chemist von Liebig. He was identifying this protein in casein from cheese. So apparently some people, you know, do well eating cheese. Some people get migraines. So it's an amino acid protein, and some people react differently to that. Well, let's look at this new research, though. Science Daily reported on some new research from the University of Georgia in which research done at the Bioimaging Research Center demonstrated how the human brain reacts to compounds in foods. So the research team, which was led by Stephen Miller, he's director of psychology, he found that when older adults eat certain foods, the brain reacts differently. Now, they chose older people for the study because of cognitive decline issues, and they wanted to see if anything food-related would impact or help people with memory issues, Alzheimer's, that kind of thing. So in their test, they showed that when we eat like fruit and vegetables with the deep, vibrant colors, it boosts the brain's function. They reported that it's the carotenoid compounds, oh my goodness, in these foods that affect brain activity and is clearly visible on their MRI studies. So the control group that didn't eat these foods showed that they had to use more of the brain's energy to even complete memory tasks. So two main carotenoid compounds that affect the brain most are the lutein and the zeaxanthin. So previous research reported that these compounds also support eye health, but they really didn't know that they also support cognitive function, so they're a cognition support nutrient as well. Now, what they determined is that if you are low in these nutrients, you can still get cognitive tasks done, but you will require more brain power to maintain the cognitive function and complete them. So according to their study, results were that the brain would go into what is called overdrive to get those tasks completed. So scientists are now looking at nutrient ways to buffer cognitive decline and prolong the function of independence for the elderly. So the study, if you're looking for it, it was published in the Journal of International Neuropsychological Society. So you can check it out there. Now, Stephen Miller, professor of psychology at University of Georgia, he said this. He says there's a natural deterioration process that occurs in the brain as people age, but the brain is great at compensating for that. So the more plant compounds we can get in there to help the brain out, you can probably slow that decline down. Well, let's look at some high energy foods. There are foods that will boost brain function. Yes, there are. There are foods that contain the trypsin to make the brain more alert, So foods like fish and chicken, your pork. I'm not a big pork eater, but there you are. Whole grains, oats, milk, cheese, yogurt, avocados, bananas, legumes, beans, nuts like almonds, sesame seeds, and even, hello, pumpkin seeds. Here we are at Thanksgiving. Pumpkin seeds, these are all going to have these proteins, these compounds that make the brain function better and stay alert. Now, research is looking into the trichin to help fight disease like, you know, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and schizophrenia and dementia issues. And they want to address also depression and symptoms associated with stress. So these foods, unlike coffee, don't overstimulate the adrenal glands. So your brain requires a lot of energy throughout the day. And if we don't maintain the required energy, this causes, you know, a lot of mental stress and even exhaustion. And many look at the fast fix. They look for the caffeine, the sugar, if they feel mentally sluggish. But the assistance of caffeine gives a short-lived burst and causes a dramatic drop in energy a short time later. So it's not really good for the brain for that to happen. So what we really need is time release energy for our brain. So instead of caffeine, there are foods that supply the necessary energy the brain needs at a steady release, you know, without that coffee letdown or the letdown that sugar gives you. So fruits actually contain long-chain sugar molecules that offer your brain a gradual breakdown of energy, offering this time release for the brain to use. So fruit with some whole grain cereal for breakfast will offer an excellent source of long-term brain energy. Now for lunch, maybe salads with some fruit on the side, great for the brain. You can maybe add a hard-boiled egg to your salad. It offers that extra brain protein. And why the egg? Well, research says that egg yolks contain choline to provide brain power. It's called a brain power booster. So it speeds up signals that are sent through the nerve cells to your brain. Also, beverages at lunch could be instead green tea, which are known to relax the brain and reduce stress on it through the hormones and increase mental alertness. And also grapefruit juice has the same effect on the brain as other fruits and vegetables offer those compounds to help out. Now, here's some foods that'll put your brain to sleep, right? Oh, we're coming up to the holidays, and everybody just piles on the food, and then they go take a nap. You know? All right, so high-energy protein foods stimulate the brain, and some foods, like carbohydrates, subdue the brain function, make it mentally sluggish. So fast foods that are high in carbohydrates are going to make you sleepy afterwards. Protein foods can counteract that coma-induced sluggishness from the carbs. So the sleepy reaction that we get from high carbohydrate meals is pretty normal. But there are individuals that kind of react opposite of that, those that experience like PMS, seasonal affective disorder, or nicotine withdrawal. For those folks, when they eat carbohydrates, it stimulates their brain. It's weird. So sugar is another snooze food for the brain. It will, you know, give you a little boost, but then bam, you're left hanging and you feel tired and sluggish and sleepy. So sugary carbohydrates for breakfast are the worst thing. You'll never get going. And high fat foods also going to have the same effects, going to make the brain sluggish. So the best bet for protein foods are your leaner meats, maybe seafood. And 10% protein in your meal will help also reduce any sluggish feeling. So just remember that, especially when you go have your Thanksgiving meal this week. You know, you got the stuffing and you got the dinner rolls and you've got the pie with all the, you know, crust, carbs, right? So be aware of that. You might want to limit that so you don't feel as sleepy afterwards. Well, let's look at some really high-powered foods. There are a list of foods that can supply the brain with enough energy to run all day. And on this list are your fruits and nuts. According to Dr. James Penland of the Department of Agriculture Human Nutrition Research Center, fruits and nuts contain boron, which is a mineral, and it helps stimulate the electrical activity of the brain. If you're low on this trace mineral, your brain will operate but at a lower capacity, and it won't produce enough alpha waves, and you won't be alert, and you'll feel really drowsy. Apparently, our brains are super sensitive to even the slightest change in diet or depletion in just 3 milligrams of our trace minerals. So you're going to find boron in your nuts, seeds, legumes, peaches, apples, pears, grapes, leafy vegetables, broccoli, and also some select herbs and your Celtic sea salt. Can't forget that. So if you eat 4 ounces of peanuts, let's say, it's going to provide 3 milligrams of boron. There you go. And what if you have some memory problems? Is there a way to help solve that? Well, your brain really does, it depends on certain nutrition, so it has recall of information, and also to help you solve problems. Some of the necessary nutrition is thiamine, riboflavin, beta-carotene, and iron. It's really important not to confuse organic sources of this type of nutrition with synthetic supplements, not the same thing. So thiamine is real important to the nerves in the brain, and you're going to find thiamine in wheat germ, bran, nuts, and meat. Riboflavin is your memory nutrient, and you're going to find that in almonds, milk, beet greens, herring, chicken, and avocados. And you'll need beta-carotene for cognitive thinking, and you'll find that in your deep green leafy vegetables, your yellow-orange pigment fruits and vegetables, and your brain waves also need iron to function, so you're going to find that also in your green vegetables, meat, tofu, soybeans, oatmeal, lentils, and chicken. There you go there. Well, and, you know, if let's say you've beefed up your diet with a lot of essential minerals, and you still feel like your memory's not really as good as it should be, and maybe you feel a little sluggish still. Well, according to the health experts, you may want to go fishing. Research points to a lack of zinc contributing to memory problems and feeling sleepy. And Dr. Harold Sandstead at the University of Texas Medical Branch said that the brain does not get enough zinc. We will sacrifice sensory motor skills, our memory, and being able to concentrate. So experts warn that zinc supplements are not necessarily the same, and you won't get the required amount of natural zinc in supplements, but you will in like seafood, like perch, anchovies, herring, and some shellfish. So your whole grains, your dark meat turkey, your legumes also contain zinc, and your immune system support herbs have natural vitamin C and zinc. So don't forget that. So don't underestimate the power of God's herbs if you want to assist your human brain to think better. So you're going to find lots of boron in the calcium formula at Apothecary Herbs. You're going to find the carotenoid compounds in their Body Foundation food mix. You're going to find it also in their brain concentrate formula. And, of course, the natural vitamin C and zinc in their whole line of immune support herbs. There's many, many formulas to choose from. So you can power up your brain with whole food organic herb formulas as well and, you know, strengthen that cognitive function there. You know, forget about Alzheimer's and remember everything else, okay? Remember this number, Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Don't forget, 866-229-3663. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with more. We'll be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy Wilson, and we are on the issue of the brain tonight. We want to use our noodles. We want to have discernment and wise thoughts and judgments. So we're talking about nutrition, the brain, help with cognitive function there. Now we're going to talk about some of the things that can really mess up cognitive function, and it may be coming from areas you never thought. So How many people are having problems with memory and cognitive thought? So is this to be expected as we grow older? Medicine says it is. They believe forgetfulness and confusion are normal signs of aging. We hear about pills that help us to remember, and now new drugs to help us to forget traumatic events. Pills to remember, pills to forget. So what can affect our brain's ability to recall memories? The names of family members, where we live? Are there memory problems even among the youth today? Well, let's check it out. So modern science used to think that we were born with all our brain cells and we didn't replace or regenerate brain cells like we do our liver cells. But now science has kind of countered on that, and they've discovered, yeah, your brain can indeed repair and regenerate and grow new brain cells. They absolutely see that all the time with brain injury, traumatic events. In fact, medicine has documented a lot of brain injury cases in which the brain, in order to get around a damaged area, grows new connections to reshape its network. Well, let's look at some common practice, because the human brain is not high on the list of most people when it comes to health prevention. Most people will focus on other areas first, like cardio, pulmonary, or digestive areas. Some things that can negatively affect our brain are the ability to recall information aside from, you know, us being old. Things could impact our memory, like alcohol and smoking and street or prescription drugs, a trauma, or even an infection. Also, thyroid disease, stroke, stress, and sleep deprivation, as well as depression and nutritional deficiencies, can decrease our brain's ability to function at top notch. Even Alzheimer's, you know, that's a big catastrophic plague upon the human race, and medicine just deals with symptoms. Well, let's look at the connection to drugs in our brain. Most would agree that memory or cognitive brain function is not inevitable as we grow old. There are plenty of elderly folks that still have full cognitive functions. They're very sharp, and they're on the, you know, they're on point. I had an uncle who could introduce you to everyone at a party and just a few hundred people. He can introduce you to all of them. He had a really good memory. He was also good with names. He didn't have those senior moments people all complain about now. So what made him different than others as they age, who tend to struggle to remember their street address or their phone number? Well, the difference, I think, is he wasn't relying on prescription drugs a whole lot. He was proactive. You know, he was energetic. He kept moving. So let's look at the drugs that can wipe out your brain. They call it brain wipe. There are a lot of prescription medicines that can interfere with memory, like wiping the slate clean. I have seen this firsthand on folks taking a lot of heart medications, their blood pressure and cholesterol drugs, and within a short time they have difficulty with their memory. Other drugs that also affect memory and cognitive abilities are anti-anxiety drugs like your benzodiazepines, also used for anxiety and depression. They use them also for muscle spasms, insomnia, agitation, and seizures. I don't know if you've ever had a drug like that for muscle spasms. You know, whether you had a car accident, had whiplash, and they put you on that stuff. I mean, you feel like your brain's floating 3 feet off your shoulders. You know, you're just out of it for real. So the problem with these medicines is that they tend to build up in the patient's system and cause more serious conditions like delirium, increasing the patient's risk also of falling and having an accident. So, of course, you've probably heard that the one class of heart drugs that are causing memory problems is your statin cholesterol drugs. You may have a friend or a family member taking Lipitor, Liscal, Mevacor, Provacol, Crestor, or Zocor. I mean, there are lots of them. And these folks wind up with having memory problems. Why does that happen? Well, these drugs reduce cholesterol, which is necessary for the brain. The brain needs cholesterol. Yeah, and when you wipe out all the cholesterol, the brain doesn't have any cholesterol to use for connections between nerve cells, which are vital for memory and for learning. Now, most folks don't realize that not all cholesterol is bad, and the brain is an organ that contains one quarter of the body's cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So the good news is that the brain wipe side effect is reversible when you stop taking the drug. And that was all documented in the Journal of Pharmacotherapy in 2009. So medicine is quite aware of this. So after the study was published, the FDA in 2012 required these drugs to display a warning that the statin drugs cause memory problems. Now, apparently, there are memory and cognitive problems with our young folks as well. In the United Kingdom, there was a study published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology, and it shows that young folks that are using street drugs for recreation are impairing their memory. Drugs like cocaine, ecstasy, not only produce the brain wipe as side effect, but can also cause cardiac and respiratory arrest. So the ecstasy drug can shut down cognitive abilities, speech, and spatial tasks, so their depth perception is off. And also, subjects in the study taking these drugs had difficulty planning, organizing, and multitasking. So the drugs also seem to affect time-based perspective memory of the frontal lobe of the brain, dealing with self-awareness. Other areas of the brain that were affected by the drugs were involved were the area of the brain that deals with empathy and also that regulates heart function. This is why they have cardiac arrest. Well, let's look at some of the over-the-counter products that also can cause memory problems. So medications that also affect the memory that you can just go buy over-the-counter. Products for incontinence that will contain anticholinergics. These prevent the bladder from spasming, and they block the neurotransmitters to the nerve endings in the bladder wall, but also affects the brain. Also, neurotransmitters are necessary for memory and cognitive functions of the brain, and people taking these drugs suffer from confusion, attention deficit disorder, disorientation, short-term memory problems, and in cases of toxic buildup of the drug, they may develop delirium and dementia. Now, if you suffer from digestive problems and you're taking a lot of stomach medications like Pepcid, Tagamet, Xanax, you could have a rapid onset of confusion or delirium because your tolerance level is different and the medication is a toxic buildup accumulation in the system. Other medications that are prescribed that can cause memory problems and confusion are certain antibiotics, diabetic medicines, cold or allergy drugs, pain medications, sleeping aids, tranquilizers, barbiturates, systemic drugs, neurological medicines, and antipsychotic drugs. So, you know, I'm wondering now, with all these medicines, and the elderly are on a slew of medicines, the average elderly person's taking 6 to 8 medicines. So are they really just getting old and having memory loss because of old age, or are they drugged? Is that the reason? So it seems to me that growing old may not be the culprit for memory loss, because the elderly are usually taking a lot of prescription meds and may be causing the side effect of memory loss. So the main health areas to be concerned about, which have drugs prescribed to cause memory and cognitive disability, are drugs for diabetes, cardiac disease, respiratory disease like COPD, renal failure, your kidney failure, systemic infections, hormone imbalance, cancer, and degenerative eye disease. So many drugs produce a toxic buildup in the tissues and can also cause hearing problems. How many of you out there had family members with congestive heart failure and were on heart drugs, and all of a sudden they can't hear the TV? right? They were suffering from hearing loss. Yeah. All right, so many studies in the Archives of General Psychiatry have shown that as we age, it's good for the brain to stay connected and alert with social activities, to challenge the brain with new activities and skills. It improves and, you know, protects the connections between brain cells. Regular exercise also promotes healthy neurotransmitter function with serotonin. According to a lot of experts out there, you know, that move it or lose it is true. Gotta keep going. So prevention really is the best defense against having memory loss or having to take a bunch of medications for a countless number of diseases. So an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure, old saying, but really is accurate. So if we're on any prescription, regardless of memory loss, you might want to look at some of the natural options and maybe you can get off that medication. So it's worth an investigation. Drug dependency, in my experience, is not an idea of health. You know, it may stabilize you for a while, but after a while, it just doesn't work. So lifestyle changes do. They have a solid reversal of a lot of problems. So you might want to check the diet and reevaluate what you're eating, get a dietary change. I love the Mediterranean diet. I know people talk about it a lot, but it does solve the problem of cancer, diabetes, and heart failure because the diet has so much amino acids going in it. So check out thepowerherbs.com. They do have a couple of alternatives there if you want to skip the prescription pad and go for something that strengthens the system, not makes it weak and dependent. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address. Of course, you can give them a call. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You know, I don't have enough time to go over the bowel issue, the inflammatory bowel issue. We'll have to hit that up after Turkey Day. But we can talk about some things that will prevent us from overeating through the holidays. And it's so easy. And you'll be so glad. You know, you won't have to lay down on the couch and unbutton your pants or anything. See, there's tricks. Oh, I should mention Black Friday special at the Power Herbs still going on through Saturday. So this is a good time to get what you need, stock up, get you through the holiday season, preventing all those colds and flus. And then also that ends Saturday, the 26th at midnight. So that'll end the Black Friday special there. But then there's Cyber Monday. And you should stop by the store on Cyber Monday and see what's up. Specials and see what's going on there. So thepowerherbs.com, write that down. Put it in your brain. Remember that. If you have memory problems, we have herbs for that. It's called Brain Concentrate. Definitely great stuff. All right, we're going to be talking about getting the digestion all tuned up for the holidays so we don't overeat, we don't overdo. You know, as a kid, my mother would always say, hey, your eyes are bigger than your stomach. I would just put all this food on my plate and then I couldn't eat it all, you know. And that's what kids do, right? At least until you get into middle and high school. Then you're always watching your weight, right? And you don't want to put any food on your plate. So we're going to talk about some medicinal herbs that have been around for thousands of years, but definitely will tone up the digestive system. Now, in the 1700s, pharmacists would try to sugarcoat a lot of the bitter-tasting herbs with sweet syrups, and they called them elixirs. So if it's sweet, parents tend to take, you know, patients and kids tend to take their medicine and parents can get it down their kid. So European countries are basically more receptive to bitter herbs for medicines than the United States is. You know, United States, we have palates that don't want to be offended by any medicinal herb that's bitter. So, but the problem is, if you sugarcoat the herbs, you lower the power of the herbs. So you don't want to do that. Now, in Germany alone, it's estimated 40 million doses of bitter herbs are dispensed per day over there. So what do the Europeans know that Americans don't? So Europeans have come to realize that if it isn't bitter, if the herb isn't bitter, it doesn't have enough power, right? It doesn't have the tannins, the oils, the glycosides, the alkaloids that make the herb bitter that dictate its level of power. So no bitterness, no power, according to the Europeans. So the ancients knew that bitter herbs cause movement in the body, whether it's blood flow or digestive enzymes or bitter compounds. It causes a reaction. It moves fluids, okay? So our ancestors knew that if an herb offended the palate area, it was very valuable, okay? Also, herbs are bitter for a reason. They are bitter so you don't overdo them. You don't take too much. So there's a valuable reason why they're bitter. So to them, the Europeans, bitterness indicates the power and strength of the herb, and you only need to take a little bit to get the benefit you need. So Americans, well, we just need to retrain our taste buds, to be honest. If we want the benefits of God's good herbs, we're just going to have to just, you know, get over the sugar-coated area and take the, I mean, this is why, you know, you can put your dose in juice or water, you know, get it past the taste buds if you want. But, you know, Confucius even say good medicine always tastes bitter, you know, if you want something with power to it. Well, let's talk about one of the herbs that I think is very important, and that's gentian root. It is a bitter herb, has bitter properties. They use the herb to make vermouth. Okay, does anybody remember that? Vermouth? You know, back in the 40s and 50s, it was very traditional to have a before-dinner cocktail with vermouth in it to improve your digestion. It just prepared the digestive tract for the evening meal. So it was very custom to drink this beverage to stimulate digestive juices and to stimulate appetite, really, but not to overeat. So before hops were introduced into beverages, they had gentian root, and they used it in brewing. And the root was also introduced to, it was in the American Moxie soft drink. Do you remember that? Anyway, these are bitter herbs that help improve the efficiency of our digestion and also stimulates immune system, improves the function of the nervous system, so it has a lot of benefits. And the European people knew this. Natural physicians over there loved the bitter compounds in this type of herb because it helped with irritable bowel syndrome, colic, flatulence, constipation, and other digestive issues. So it helps move the bile, you know, and bile is really important to break down fats and convert proteins to amino acids. So real important to have good digestion. So the power that's in your gentian root is really significant. There's different species of gentian root, but we're really interested in the gentian lutea, which grows in the United States, cultivated in California, and it's known all over the world, has different varieties. Different varieties grow in China, India, and, of course, Europe. They all contain these bitter compounds, and for thousands of years, they've been known to stimulate the production of bile. So the older the roots are, the higher the concentration of the bitter compounds. Older roots are going to be darker in color. So if you get, let's say, a gentian root liquid, the darker it is, that's the older roots that they used in the formula. So, and what they do is they do a short drying cycle to preserve those compounds in the roots before they make them into, you know, whatever they're making, a tincture, for instance. So according to John Lindsay, who was an English physician and a botanist in 1838, he said there is scarcely a plant of this natural order in which the bitter principle does not exist in considerable intensity. So he was talking about gentian root being pretty much top of the chain as far as herbs to apply. So check it out, the gentian root, if you've got digestive issues. You'll be amazed. If you got really severe stomach aches, try gentian root. It's better than the peppermint. Peppermint usually takes care of very mild to moderate stomach aches, but if that's not touching it, I usually jump to the gentian root. Other benefits are it strengthens your body. So if you've been ill and you're recovering from a long illness, gentian root's very effective. According to the University of Texas Medical Branch, they did some research on gentian root. It contains isoflavin, and it inhibits also the Ebola virus. So for anything else, just get some gentian root and stick it in your pandemic kit, right? The research was published in 2012 in the Journal of the Archives of Virology. Also, red clover, American ginseng also had isoflavone benefits, but gentian remains the popular choice throughout Europe for that. So during the Middle Ages, they used it, bitterness. They used that root to measure the bitterness of other herbs. Isn't that cool? So gentian, going to be bitter, but it's going to be worth it, is the message. So traditional use of gentian root for improving digestion was given 30 minutes before eating. Usually it was given in liquid form. Either it was in an elixir or a tincture, some sort of beverage. A German research mentions the herb to be used for things like stomach ulcers, healing wounds, reducing inflammation, gastritis, diarrhea, nausea, heartburn, inflammation of the digestive system, duodenal ulcers, any kind of gastric disease. Basically, gentian root was just the bomb. Yeah. Of course, modern medicine can't touch gentian root's action because it has so many varied compounds to do so many great things. So if you're looking for gentian root, guess who has it? Yep, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they sure do. You can go into, I think it's the digestive section, and it's listed there, or you can do a search on their website for gentian root, G-E-N-T-I-A-N. And, you know, just get a bottle of that and stick it in your cabinet. It'll be ready when you are, because the tinctures have a 10-year shelf life. So if you know you're going to be going out and having some festive, you know, entertaining and things, you might want to just, you know, stick it in your purse or put it in the car, take some with some water, then go in, and that way you won't overeat and you won't have digestive problems and have to leave the party early. Okay. So just make the holidays much more enjoyable. That's what it does. And everyday life really makes it more enjoyable if you tend to have digestive issues. So check that out. Gentian root, very affordable, and in several sizes. So you can pick the size you need. Go to thepowerherbs.com and click on the digestive tab and look for gentian root there. Or you can just call them up at 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, and ask about the gentian root. It's definitely cool. Plus, right now, through Saturday, orders over $45 get 20% off. So you can stock up on that for the whole family and save big time. And, you know, while you're there, look at the cold and flu section. You know, they've got some power kits, pneumonia kits, pandemic kits. They've got cold and flu. They got everything. Everything you can think of in a herbal formula. We got herbs for that. That's our motto at Apothecary Herbs. Man, I can see by the clock this hour went fast. Well, I hope you all have a great, great Thanksgiving. Be safe out there. Don't overdo the sugar or the alcohol. And enjoy, but don't overdo. And if you do, there's always gentian root. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.